love that. That's one of my all-time favorite pieces of... Is that Harold Faltermeyer, I think, did that?
It's Hans Zimmer.
Oh, Hans Zimmer, that's right. Oh, man.
It's called You're So Cool.
From True Romance.
Yeah, True Romance.
It's a fabulous movie. So joining us in studio, we have a real treat today. We have the medical director for District 1. You sometimes hear this called DOMS, the medical examiner, for District 1, Dr. Deanna Oleski. She works for the entire circuit, one, you know, which is basically Okaloosa, Walton, Escambia, and Santa Rosa County, a different scope of authority than we're normally thinking of. But, you know, the same as the state attorney, same for District 1. Dr. Oleski, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you for having me.
And also, we have Rick Bailey, who is the owner of Waters and Hibbert and the author of one of the letters that was written to critique the medical examiner. And also, you had seen him on Channel 3 and things like this a couple of weeks ago when all the allegations about how things were being done by the medical examiner's office came out. Rick Bailey, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Oleski, I wanted to kind of give you the first chance. We had your operations manager on previously, and we talked about your response. But since then, you have met with some of the funeral home people who made the allegations, including Rick Bailey. And I wanted to give you a chance. You had an article in the PNJ that came out, I think, yesterday. I wanted to give you a chance to just kind of tell us where we stand at this moment with regards to these concerns, allegations, and some of the things that have been said.
Well, at this moment, we had a meeting on April 21st with Mr. Bailey, as well as several other funeral homes that had concerns. And we had a very productive meeting for about 3 hours discussing their concerns and addressing our own concerns. After following that, we went over and we did a quality assurance kind of review of our cases to see exactly what was going on. And we couldn't find much of the claims that were made, such as, you know, being slow with turnaround times for cremation approval. So that's one of the things that we have to review because cremation is finite. Uh-huh. And we review almost 7,000 years between two different doctors, myself and another doctor. And our average turnaround time is less than 20 hours, and that's including the weekends. So on average, we turn around these cremations within 2 to 3 hours at most. The going forward, I think I had actually established a really good working relationship with Mr. Bailey. We kind of figured out that we're from different perspectives here of helping families find closure in a different kind of way. I'm here to, you know, provide justice and tell the truth, and Mr. Bailey has to provide the closure and saying goodbye.
You know, and there were a wide variety of claims made in these three letters, right? Everything from your staff was hard to work with or non-responsive to some fairly gruesome claims about ways bodies have been mishandled, leaking body bags, and some even sort of over-the-top comparisons that I don't want to mention on the air because I felt like they were well beyond the pale. And did you find sort of anything to justify those claims and that wide scope of concerns?
No, none.
And have you had any chance for those people making the allegations to give you refutable or at least, you know, investigatable facts about dates, times, places, photographs, anything that would substantiate the claims that they had made?
None. We are obsessive compulsive when it comes to documenting things. And we take note of exactly how the body leaves our facility, including all their valuables and what they came in with. And we inventory those and we release those to the funeral homes and they then take possession of. We are very careful with our quality assurance processes. And I had not found a single person that had trash in their body bags. I did not find a single torn body bag or leaking body bag. If they are leaking, then we transfer them to a new one because more often than not, those leaking or poorly made body bags are coming from not us, but outside agencies like the hospitals.
So if that's true, where did these letters come from?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess this is where you come in, Rick, because you were the author of one of the letters.
Yes, sir.
And there were letters from two other funeral home directors. You had made some criticisms of, in the scope of criticisms, the ones that were in your letter were, I would say, much more mild and had more procedural orientation to them. We didn't have any of the sort of salacious claims being made in yours.
Yes, sir.
But you tell me, I mean, how did this happen? What do you, well, are you satisfied now that, I don't know, your chance to talk, what do you think about where we stand right now?
I think the medical examiner's office and Dr. Oleski and I have a good relationship now. We've discussed all my issues. She's addressed them, answered my questions, and really has reached out with all of her staff to work with us, and us with her as well.
So do you feel like the things that prompted you to write that letter were more misunderstandings or misperceptions? I mean, do you feel like you need to, I don't know, recant or change anything that you've said before?
Well, there were two or three issues that I brought up that they were valid issues, and okay. I've got answers for those.
Okay.
I think some of the other stuff could have been left out, yes.
Okay. And I know, you know, they weren't your letters, the ones that were written by the other two funeral directors, but, I mean, how did this come to pass? Did you just spontaneously and independently write this letter to the county? Was there...
No, sir. I was invited to a meeting with funeral homes and a county commissioner to discuss the issues. So I showed up for the meeting, discussed all among the funeral homes and the county commissioner, and then his request of us to write a letter is how all this began.
Wait, you were brought, like, did you raise these concerns to somebody prior to that, or how did you get invited to this meeting?
It was a funeral director in town that invited me to this meeting.
Okay. And did he know you had concerns in the past or had raised issues with him about the medical examiner?
The issues that I had.
Okay.
Concerns that I had. Yes.
So one of the other funeral directors had mentioned it to you, but you got invited. Now, was it, which county commissioner did invited you to the meeting?
It wasn't a county commissioner. It was a funeral director.
Oh, okay. But the meeting was with the county commissioner.
With the county commissioner. Yes, sir.
And which one was that?
Mr. Berry.
Okay. And where did this meeting take place?
Sonny's Barbecue. Smokey's Barbecue.
Smokey's. Okay, which is his family's barbecue. Okay. So you met with Stephen Berry at the barbecue with the other two funeral home directors.
There were three funeral directors present at that meeting.
Okay.
Plus myself.
And what happened at the meeting?
Everybody discussed their issues, and the county commissioner was asking questions and details. And then at the end of the meeting, he requested that we write a letter to the county commissioners. And that's where the letters came about.
And did he give you was there a reason why he was wanting you to write these letters or?
I really don't know.
Okay.
With the way things have turned out, I have a lot of questions myself.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understand. There was a meeting with Stephen Berry at the barbecue, but there was another funeral home director there. There were four of you all together. Is that right? Or there were three of you all together?
There were four funeral directors present.
Okay. And he had asked you guys to write a letter, and not all of them wrote a letter, right? Because one of them did not, I guess?
Just one did not. No,
one did not. Okay. And did anybody to write a letter to the county or to write a letter to the... Who is the authority that would oversee you, Dr. Oleska?
The Medical Examiner's Commission.
The Medical Examiner's Commission?
Yeah.
So did he ask you to write a letter to the county or to the Medical Examiner's Commission?
He asked for it to be sent to their office.
Did he say, because that's weird, like why to them? Did he say why to them?
No.
Okay. And now that we're kind of at this phase of kind of understanding what's going on, what do you think about, do you wish you'd have written this letter?
No, not the way it's been handled. Absolutely not.
What was the handling of it that bothered you?
Well, first of all, this was an effort to address the situation with the medical examiner's office. But apparently by writing these letters to the county commissioner and the blog that was put out, that was not the intentions. That didn't accomplish anything at all for me or Dr. Alexi.
Were you surprised when you saw the other letters that were with your letter?
Well, I knew they were writing letters. Yes, I knew they
right.
were writing
you
letters.
You knew that was coming. All right.
Yeah, I was quite shocked when the blog came out and especially when he gave his professional opinion, which I don't think he's really aware of my job or Dr. Alexi's job.
Commissioner Bragash.
Correct.
Okay. So, Dr. Oleska, you've kind of seen all this transpire. We've talked about how you've resolved things, at least with Rick Bailey. Have you worked with other funeral home directors since then to see what level of concerns? Because that was a question I had is, look, if this is, you know, two or three funeral homes who are have real concerns, it's likely that other funeral homes would have these concerns. Have you seen these questions and concerns from Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, Walton? Have you seen from anywhere else?
Following these letters from and how this was handled, not only myself, but my staff had reached out to all the funeral homes that we serve and across the four counties, and including across, you know, the whole southern Georgia, Alabama area. We serve 45 funeral homes in this district and about 75 overall of the region. Reached out to everybody in Walton County, everybody in Okaloosa, most in Santa Rosa County, and I did not get the same feedback. In fact, I got some phone calls preemptively saying, I'm so sorry that we had nothing to do with this.
Wow. So I guess what I'm still trying to figure out about all of this is why? Because it sounds like the claims were exaggerated at the very least. Or, like in your case, you had legitimate concerns, but talking with her seemed to work these out. Okay.
I got some answers, yes.
Right.
Yes.
And yet the way this all unfolded through the blog post and through the, you know, well, you know, I'm not going to give you the full document, but I'm going to invite the media to request the full document from the county. And, you know, starting with this meeting coordinated by the county commissioner and, you know, asking you guys to write the letters, but not to the appropriate authority to write them to them, and then holding on to those letters.
Well, it was a funeral director and the county commissioner together.
They were asking the letters right. to be written. Got it.
I'd never heard of the man before I met him that day.
Thank you for clarifying. I appreciate
right.
that.
I mean,
but now I look at all of this in retrospect, and I still don't understand why. Like, why this coordinated effort to criticize you to bring this issue out, which looks to me very much planned. Okay, all of this looks very much planned to me. I don't know how to explain this because I can't figure out who benefits from doing this.
Neither can I.
Nope, I can't either.
My impression was that he was going to assist us with communicating with the medical examiner's office because I did have difficulty communicating with the office.
Okay.
And that was my thought of what this was all about.
So you thought the letter was going to be like an entree, was going to begin conversations that you had had trouble with, and that this would, hey, we've got some concerns, maybe some kind of a communications would be brokered. That's what you thought was going to happen.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
And then when it got turned into this
political
disclosure, news, salacious political
right.
attack.
That was never, never, never my intentions. This should have never gone the way that it had gone. I mean, I had tried to talk to her office, but there was communication problems, which she has rectified since then. And she's met with me on numerous occasions to work with me, to talk with me. I've got her personal cell phone number now, all of her staff. So that was my expectation of it. All of this other stuff, I have no clue where or what that was about.
It sounds, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, I'll ask, it sounds like you feel used, deceived, misled, at least?
I would like some answers from them.
Okay. Okay.
You know, we've heard from everybody else. They've had a meeting with us. She met with all the funeral directors involved. We met with all of her staff. These people that did this or requested all this, we've not heard a word from. It's like they started the fire and ran.
Did you meet with the other funeral directors, the other two writers of the letters, Dr. Oleski?
So my staff did that day. I was actually, unfortunately, in the morgue.
Okay.
But her associate medical examiner was there, Dr. Lopez.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All of her staff was present that day at that meeting that we had 3 hours discussed all of the issues and concerns we had.
So as soon as this came out, within, I think it was 2 days, you guys convened a sort of a colloquy or a meeting where everybody was able to raise their concerns and ask their
Absolutely.
Questions and have it and
yes.
have answers made.
We met at their conference room, all of us present, all the staff, the associate medical examiner, Dan as well, to discuss the issues and concerns we had. And they were all addressed. Like I say, there were some things that were true. A lot of it could have been overplayed.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as myself, they've satisfied me. They've helped me resolve it. I've dealt with my families, and I have an open line of communication with them now, and that's all I ask for.
Well, that's a good end point. Of course, the way we got here maybe was not yep. the best. We need to wrap it up. We're out of time, but Dr. Oleski, I wanted to leave you, if you have final thoughts either about what's happened or why or You know, it seems incredibly coincidental. I have said this on the air. It seems too coincidental to not be related that the location of the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office, the location to be in Santa Rosa County or to have two facilities or whatever. And even in the blog, you know, Commissioner Bergosh denies it twice while attacking me, having brought the subject up a day or two prior to the blog. So too much protesting to me to be ignored. Thoughts, evaluation, why, anything that you have?
You know, honestly, Andrew, I never thought that you and I would make it in the same blog post together unless it was one of our demises.
Fair. That's true. Yeah, that's about right. And before today, we'd never met. We talked briefly on the phone once, but that's it, right?
Yeah, I've never met. I'm sorry. I'm not a morning person, so I really don't follow your show.
Neither am I. It's understandable.
No, I hear you.
Well, I just want to say this, Rick, I think it takes a lot of courage to come on the air and say, you know, hey, this is where things seem to have gone wrong. I wish it hadn't happened that way. And to, you know, tell the truth as you understand it. Dr. Oleski, certainly I think that things have been said and done here that were very inappropriate towards you. And I wish that had not happened, because everything I have heard about you from anybody else has always been highest of praise. So great to meet you for the first time. We'll keep asking questions. I don't know whether we'll get any answers more than we have at the moment, but I certainly think we've learned a lot today. And so I appreciate both of you coming in. Rick Bailey from Waters and Hibbert and Dr. Daniel Oleski, the District 1 Medical Examiner. Thank you for joining us on the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you for having us.